Welcome to the Become Nomad podcast. Whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one, we are here to supply you with relevant information to help keep you on the road, at least until you have to get back home for the holidays. So this is my last weekend in Odessa. I was here last year for a month and a half or 2 months, and I really enjoyed it. Until last year, I had a decision that I never go back or spend more than one week in a place where I've been before. And actually, I relaxed this limitation in this year, and I decided that I have two locations that I can actually spend at least 1 month in every year where I've been before. And I find it really relaxing and nice, because those are the places that you like and you have the feeling of home. So this is a new revelation for me, and I actually enjoy to go back to the places that I like. So next week I'm going home for the holidays to Israel, which should be fun. And then after I'm done with my family vacation, I'm actually excited to do a new thing and spend winter somewhere warm. In the last 4 years, for some interesting reason that I still don't understand, I've spent my winter last year in Chisinau in Moldova. Then I was in Prague a year before. In the year before that, I was in Berlin. And a year before that, I've been in Zagreb in Croatia. So I had kind of 4 very difficult periods from October to February with anything that has to do with cold. And now I just decided that I'm gonna change. So if you don't hear recordings after my quick vacation in Israel from either Asia or South America, you know that I'm not true to my word. So what else is new? Basically, this is our 40 episode, which is a nice milestone. I think I'm proud that I've managed to stick by and keep on recording those, and I just hope to reach 100, and I'm pretty sure we will. So the episode today will be a continuation of a topic we've discussed before, which is basically the trending digital nomad hubs. So let's just do a quick recap on what we've discussed in the episode before. So we did a quick introduction about what are digital nomad hubs, and then we've started with the capital of the digital nomads, Chiang Mai. We moved on to the hipster capital, Berlin. Then we talked a little bit about the best value location that we have now, with the Ukraine that is starring there currently. And we ended the episode with a few European cities that are the current stars in Europe. And in this episode, we're just going to continue with a few more sections and probably end this series of digital nomad destinations in the next episode. So, needless to say, I'm only one person, and I said it before as well. So, I'm counting on you that when this episode is up and live on becomenomad.com, that you can participate in discussions, send some comments, and let us know which locations did we miss and what information is no longer updated. So, hopefully this will be a resource for a long time. And yeah, that's basically it. Let's get right into it. Okay, let's move to a new section. And after we discussed the European stars of Barcelona, Budapest, and Prague, we're ready to move on to another region of the world and discuss the Asian stars. So, needless to say, Asia has a lot to offer to digital nomad. It has great food, the cost of living is very low, and it's a new part of the world. So, you know, if you're from the UK and you go to West Europe or even East Europe or the USA and Australia, it kind of feels like, okay, it's new, different people and a little bit of different atmosphere, but it's kind of the same. When you go to Asia, it's totally different. So here's one more reason to consider Asia in general as a region. And yeah, let's start with the current stars that I have identified in Asia. The first one is Ho Chi Minh City, or Saigon, as it used to be called before the war. And this one, of course, is in Vietnam. Some reports are saying that this is a really fun city to hang around in and be a digital nomad. I was there for a week only as a tourist, and I totally love the city. It's a fun city. It has crazy traffic with lots of motorcycles all over the place. I can't really realize how they don't have about 500 casualties daily from those motorcycles, but it works and it's pretty amazing. Many digital nomads are currently bootstrapping in Ho Chi Minh. Maybe people are taking the next step and are, let's say, developing from Chiang Mai. So Ho Chi Minh is a really nice city to take you to the next step. And again, just a great city and good vibes, so recommended. Moving on to another Asian star. So basically, needless to say, Bali has always been the island of God, of the gods, you know, a very nice place that people are know about as a digital nomad hub. The most popular destination in Bali is Ubud. Although I'm gonna feature in this article a different destination that digital nomads now report that is more more makes more sense as a digital nomad and is trending more. I would say about Bali that there is a little bit of fatigue after some time when you're there. There is a little bit of a party atmosphere and mindset, and some frustration from the infrastructure, mainly the internet speed. So you should take this into account, but still a very recommended destination if you can get there. Now, the destination or the place that we're gonna feature here is, as I said, not Ubud, but actually Canggu. I hope I pronounce it right. So currently it has a lot of digital nomad. It has very low cost of living, great healthy food, nice co-working space that people really enjoy spending time in, great gyms, yoga studios, and very, very good, amazing surfing opportunities. Some people are actually really enjoying the surfing there. One more good thing about Canggu is that it's easy to explore on a scooter. It's an easy place to travel to the volcanoes and the beautiful islands around it. The only downside reported about it is that it is developing very, very fast, with many construction sites and a little bit of noise due to this rapid development. And needless to say, it is in Bali. Bali is an island. It still lacks a little bit of the important things like specialized doctors or equipment for your laptop and so on. But apparently, this is the place to be. Okay, moving on from Bali to Bangkok, the capital of Thailand, a vibrant city that I really like. Again, I was only a tourist there, not a digital nomad, so I'm actually looking forward to get back to it and see how it feels like to work there. Now, again, this is a reported place that people are going from Chiang Mai after they take the next step as digital nomad. Bangkok is a vibrant city, has amazing, amazing food, and a few co-working spaces as well. Expats are plentiful, there are lots of business going on there. The only kind of downgrade there is the traffic is very painful. I still remember the jams all over the place, and the situation is not getting better. But considering all this, Bangkok is definitely a place worth staying for a couple of months. Bangkok is also hosting one of the biggest location-free entrepreneur events, which is the DC BKK, hosted by the Dynamite Circle subscription site every October. Moving on to our last star destination in Asia, this one is Davao in the Philippines. I've never been in the Philippines, but there is a big community of expats and digital nomads that are already there. The Philippines in general is not only a great option because of the ocean and the beach, but also because it's a very low-cost country. And something that differentiates it is that the local population speaks perfect English, which makes it a lot easier to stay in. I would say something about the digital nomad, let's say, profile that I've seen in the Philippines is that it's a super popular profile for nomads who are now scaling their business and recruiting, hiring, building teams, and massively doing outsourcing, because the Philippines is apparently a very good place to hire people that can help you run the processes in your business. Again, they speak good English and they're intelligent, so it makes a lot of sense to hire there. So basically, if you're in a stage that you have to hire a team and you have a business in place, it makes a lot of sense to go to the Philippines and to Davao and do some outsourcing there. Moving on to South and Central American stars. So I have to say a little bit of an introduction. Latin America for me is my place in the world. So basically, you have the most amazing scenery and views in the world. You have crazy good people that I enjoy spending time with. The mentality there is simply fun. And the atmosphere in general, that you combine the people and the scenery, is just what makes it my favorite continent. I have to say a few words of warnings. South America and Central America are less safe in general in comparison to Europe and Asia. You should take this into account, especially. So it means that basically you have to change your mindset when you travel there, no longer recording with an iPad in obscure parks at night and so on and so on. Not in South America. Okay, so I'm moving on to the first star, and maybe this one is special because it's also becoming a trending global star, and it's Medellin in Colombia. This is a very known city and very trending right now. So first of all, I want to say that Colombia is a great country. I think it's my favorite, and in Colombia, actually my favorite city is Bogota, the capital. However, Medellin, which is called La Ciudad de Eterna Primavera, or the City of Eternal Spring, enjoys very good weather during all year, good infrastructure, and a growing startup community. And you're gonna meet a lot of digital nomads there. So it's becoming really the South American star. Basically, in addition to that, I have to say that Colombia still offers great value for money. It's a very cool country, an advanced country. And I think it has the nicest people on the planet in general. Now, on the downside, it has to be said that a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago, crime, terrorism, and drug trafficking was a concern, although it was getting better also already 10 years ago when I was there. But now it's getting a lot better, the situation. It's a lot more safe. Again, word of warning in general about South America, it's less safe than what you know in Asia and in Europe. But the situation is under control. So you're probably not gonna walk in the street and see Pablo Escobar and so on. So totally a destination to consider. Okay, let's move on to another destination in South America, and this time Buenos Aires in Argentina. This was always a popular digital nomad and expat destination. So you have the crazy mix of South American mentality with the European chic of the city of Buenos Aires, too fun to resist. And although the economy is unstable and ridden with structural problems like inflation and very weird economy, I have to say, it's still a top choice for digital nomads who want to enjoy life in a posh mode and not in European prices. Needless to say, Argentina has amazing food, especially if you eat meat, and I stopped a while ago, so I can't enjoy that much, but still great, and good coffee culture. Buenos Aires has an abundance of co-working spaces. It was actually the first place where I co-worked, the first city, so I still remember that. And actually also an emerging startup ecosystem, which all in all make it a very fun city to spend time in. moving on to our next city, Santiago in Chile. Now, this one might be considered Buenos Aires' dull sister cities, but in many aspects, it makes more sense to stay there if you're a more mature digital nomad, because the city is more mature. It still offers South American fun, but with a little bit less surprises and can allow you more focus on work. Santiago is also hosting the highly successful Startup Chile program, which gives you money for staying there and basically working on your startup. So that's something that you should consider, and that's a reason why you're going to meet a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs and people who are working on cool startups there. The city itself is surrounded by beautiful nature, amazing mountains, and allows those who visit there a really nice base to go and venture to all the nature all over the place. And you can also go from there to the south of Chile, to the Tierra del Fuego, probably the best scenery I've ever witnessed around the world. So many reasons to consider Santiago as your city. And we're going to finish this list with the Central and South American stars with the Riviera Maya in Mexico. So Mexico is a cool country. I really love Mexico. I actually enjoyed Mexico City the most, also the south of Mexico. But digital nomads are basically settling down more than anything on the Riviera Maya, more than anything in Playa del Carmen. I have not been there. I can't expand much of it, but from what I understand, it has good value for money. You're very close to the beach and also great food, so check it out. Okay, so we will conclude today's episode with the last section, and in this section we're gonna speak about cities that are on their way to become stars. So we've mentioned the European stars and the Asian stars, and now, just before I'm switching to the very long section in the next episode of relatively unknown gems, I'm just gonna give a few mentions to cities that are already almost stars by themselves, that have a nice community of digital nomads and appear to be trending to become stars. So the first one is Krakow in Poland. This one is a charming city. I've spent a few months there. Krakow seems to be a city coming out of the legends. You see the chariots with the horses in the streets and so on. It's very organized. It's a cool city. It has a growing expat community, a lot of multinational companies that are building their headquarters there, like Cisco and, if I'm not mistaken, IBM. So many international companies, big, that are hiring hundreds of people. The cost of life is relatively low, still reflecting the cost of life in Poland, which is a growing economy, but still relatively cheap. Infrastructure, as we mentioned before, is great, fast internet, many co-working spaces, a very fast growing startup sector with lots of cool startups that are actually building there. So there is a very good reason to believe that Krakow can become the new Berlin over time. We featured Berlin before and we talked about some of the changes that is going up, through. So I guess that Krakow can be a really nice alternative. Let's say the last on the way to become a star city that I can identify right now is Lisbon in Portugal. So Lisbon is becoming a more and more popular hub for serious digital nomads as well. So first of all, it's a beautiful city. I only spent a few days there, not as a digital nomad, so I'm looking forward to get back there and build a base there a little bit. So it's close to the sea. It's simply a marvelous city. The financial situation in Portugal and Spain made it a lot more affordable than what it used to be. Portuguese people are super friendly, fun, and the food is also amazing. So for those of you who are looking for a southern style chilled European city with less cost than Barcelona, Lisbon is probably a top pick. And that's basically it for today. I don't want to prolong it too much, so we'll split it to another episode. And again, the episode is going to be on becomenomad.com. You can comment there, and specifically on this episode, I would really appreciate your help with a few comments on what you think and where are you currently at and why it should be on the list as well. And that's it. Feel free to reach out either by commenting or by connecting on Twitter with @becomenomad. And that's basically it. I wish you an amazing weekend. Have a good one. Bye-bye.